You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You know, it wasn't all that long ago when proud parents might carry a small photo album, which they would happily whip out and show off photos of their kids. How quaint that all now sounds. Today, parents have so many options for sharing photos of the kids on social media. One study finds over 90% of new parents upload photos of their children to Facebook. A study in the United Kingdom found parents post nearly 200 photos of their kids under five every year. So you think about that. That means by the time a child turns five, he or she could have at least 1,000 photos of themselves living online. Sarita Shanebeck is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Information. She and her team developed a study exploring a pretty important question. What do kids think about their parents oversharing on social media? Sarita, always good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Parents might say, well, hey, family and friends, they expect to see photos. And if I don't share them, grandma will. Is that a fair point?
It is. And parents have to make a lot of decisions about what is okay to share and not to share. And especially as their kids grow up, how will kids feel about seeing photos of themselves online that they may have had little control over what was shared and who could see it?
What is it you think parents actually get from sharing those kids' photos?
They get validation, especially newer parents, parents of young babies, which is if you're a new parent and you're saying, am I doing this right? Am I raising them well? Are they healthy? Putting a photo up, even if it's not the original intention, when they put a photo of a baby, it gets lots of likes, lots of comments, and there's validation there. It says you're a good parent, you're a good mother, a good father, and that's supportive, and that's important for parents.
But then, as you say, there are these ramifications that perhaps parents haven't considered.
Sure. Babies certainly can't speak to how they feel about having their photos shared, but as kids grow up, they can. And we did a study with 10 to 17-year-old children and teenagers about how do they feel about their parents sharing about them online, because they are now old enough to be very aware of and conscientious of their online identities.
And certainly, as you say, a one-year-old isn't going to be the least bit squirmy about a photo on Facebook, but boy, a 10-year-old surely can be, and it certainly goes even more for teens. So what did they tell you?
They had a variety of preferences. Some kinds of photos and content are okay to share. So these are generally positive things, things like doing well in school or a soccer game or a nice family vacation, something that shows them in a generally good light, shows the family being fairly happy and content. The things they were opposed to were negative content, bad grades, punishment, performing poorly in some way, family arguments, and they were definitely opposed to embarrassing content. And for younger kids, this might be baby photos. For adolescents, it's girlfriends and boyfriends in their peer group. They don't want parents sharing that stuff about them.
So are you saying don't share the baby photos, or what kind of?
No, interestingly, yeah. So that often is the instinct. When I talk to parents, they say, oh, I share too much. I shouldn't share so much. And we ask kids, how do you feel about that sharing? And they're not opposed to it. So children are okay with their parents sharing about them online, but they want it to be not too often, and they want to have some say over what is shared. And so we ask them about permission. That is, should parents ask permission of their children before they share about them online? And kids say, not all the time, but sometimes. Kids are more likely than parents to say, we would like our parents to ask permission before they share about us, at least some of the time. And the interesting thing is that parents agree. So parents themselves say they should ask permission more often than they actually do.
So they're accepting what the kids are saying.
So they're not totally out of alignment. They both feel like this is not such a bad thing, but let's have a little bit of conversation about what is okay to share or not.
Did you find any differences, Sarita, in views depending on which social media platform is being used?
There are definitely norms. Facebook is, as many have said now, the site for parents and for adults and older people, which actually makes it more okay for families to be connected there and sharing there because that's the norm. Instagram is more for children's peer groups, and so that's less okay, but also less likely that parents are going to be there. Snapchat is very much a personal, smaller network where kids may have just a few friends. By a few, I mean 30 to 50. Mm. It is not the norm for parents to be in there sharing with that friend group.
Well, I don't think we need to see parents putting like puppy dog faces or kitty cat faces, those weird filters. That does seem to be the world that the kids are inhabiting more than mom and dad, because you're right, the kids have kind of fled from Facebook once we parents got on there. So what do you think parents need to take away from your research, particularly when we're talking about new parents? We'll start with that first.
New parents should be thoughtful about not only what are the privacy and identity implications of sharing about my baby now, but as they grow up, as they are 5 years old and 10 years old and 20 years old, how will they feel about having this online identity crafted throughout their childhood? Will they want control over it? And so it doesn't mean don't share, but it does mean be conscientious about what is okay to share and how will they feel about it in the long run, having this information out there online.
And then as the kids get older, you're saying it's certainly not a bad thing to respect them by saying, hey, do you mind if I post this?
Yeah. And even just asking that a few times will give you a sense of what kinds of things are they typically okay with and not okay with. And then you can try to follow that a little more closely so you don't have to ask them every time after that, but you'll have a sense of they like this stuff and they don't like that kind of stuff.
What are your thoughts based on the study you've done when you see a parent upload some video of their toddler doing some typically toddler thing, having a meltdown over something? One that comes to mind was somebody, a parent, was clearly had the camera on in the back seat, and the little girl was in the back seat and discovered that she was going to have a brother or sister and lost her mind. And of course, it got posted and it went viral and it was everywhere. Should you think twice before you put up that what you think is adorable toddler meltdown video?
A lot of this varies by parents' own preferences about how private and how public they are. Some parents are very private and they don't want anything shared, and some are very public, so they do YouTube videos about their family. And so their child's birth through child development is documented online in the form of video with many, many viewers. And so parents should be thoughtful about where do they fall on that spectrum. There's no one right rule for every parent. But when they disclose things that are particularly sensitive, like meltdowns and tantrums, which are fun, people enjoy it, people relate, and so there's something about that.
We've all been there.
Yeah, any parent has been there, and so there's some benefits there. You understand it's not just me. There's some sort of socializing that takes place. But as a parent, you want to be just thoughtful about this is out there, and it's not going to be removed, and are you okay with that? And some parents will be, and that's okay.
Sarita Shainabak, assistant professor at the U of M School of Information, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.